Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. We are into hour two of the program. It is episode 197 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. It may be afternoon where you are. So good day. Top of the day to you. Thanks for tuning in the program, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. It's been a lot of fun. It is a football Friday. That's been the basis of our talks. John Frenzy's with us here. He is a Hall of Fame Saskatchewan Rough Riders broadcaster. He's been regaling us with his stories. Dave Naylor of the CFL on TSN was with us in hour one, and that was awesome. Probably double the length of an interview we normally do, but as Dave said, hey, not going anywhere. Right. Not going anywhere for a while? Grab a G2G energy bar. Kill some time. Celebrity viewers today, I called out Canadian Football Hall of Famer Damon Allen for watching. And I'll continue to say hi, Damon. But then the president of the CFL Alumni Association wrote in, John, and he said, say hi to Damon. You don't say hi to me. Leo Ezrin's watching today. So hello, Leo. Uncle Leo!
Or Leo Calgary?
That's what I call him. He's in Hamilton. And you can always chime in on the Prairie Mobile text line, by the way, 306-840-8777. 840-8777 gets you to us. Coming up this hour, Kelly Bates, BC Lions offensive line coach, and Phil Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats. Our Magnificent Seven show topics today, I'll just recap them as we do every day. We did it off the top of hour one. I'll do it off the top of hour two. One, Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. It's official. Signed his contract this morning. The team announced it this morning. Two, they're calling it the LeBron effect, and that is a lot of high-profile NFL free agents have contacted the Buccaneers. They want to sign in Tampa because Tom's there. I don't get that that's new, but apparently it is. Point three, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have bumped their ticket prices immediately by 15%.
Oh, unbelievable. That's atrocious, eh?
Kind of is.
Oh, can't believe they do that. Bruce Arians around that organization. He's a great guy. He wouldn't do it. He has no influence on that.
No. Nope.
But, I mean, that's...
It's the Glazer family.
The Glazer family. Yeah, they're good people, but, oh, man. The demand is so great. And I know that they went all out. They wanted to do something. They had to. They had to do something drastic in Tampa Bay to turn things around. So they did. Went out and did something drastic.
Signing Tom Brady.
And what does it take to do something drastic? Money. Eh? I was like, who told you and I? Money. You got to have money to do it. I think it was, I don't know who it was. Some well-known guy told us over at George's place here.
At the Four Seasons?
Yeah. But I think that's great for the team. I think it's great for the league. Great for the city of Tampa. The big pressure on that team now. They're pretty good. They got Mike Evans, a great receiver, and Ronnie Jones, a good running back. But they're going to have a lot of work to win a lot. And they're going to be under a lot of pressure. So it won't be that easy. And there'll be fans watching them like you wouldn't believe. Their attendance should be great. That's all it counts.
It's been the second worst in the league. Okay. That's what they were last year.
Well, there we go. It'll be sold out.
Yeah.
And with the price going so high, they'll be sold out. Which does it tell you? You got to pay to have the good players. You get the good players. You get the fans in the stands.
Speaking of big names, Rodney White is watching today as well, John.
Good old
watching
Rod.
The program.
Great
so,
receiver.
Roddy White.
Great receiver. Roddy, yeah. That's wonderful. You're a great guy, a great receiver.
To point four, the Magnificent Seven show topics, Randy Ambrosi's comments that nothing is certain in the CFL right now. The only thing that's certain is that nothing is certain, and we get that. And we appreciate the statement by the commissioner yesterday, right around this time. Dave Naylor kind of broke it down with us last hour. CFL meeting around the clock, meeting with government officials, health officials, trying to find the best course ahead. Nobody knows what it is. Yeah. But I would suggest everybody is in it together. Point five, will Charleston Hughes hit 28 sacks before the end of his career? Because if he does, he'll become the number one sack leader in CFL history. That is our poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Will Charleston Hughes become the number one all-time sack leader in Canadian Football League history? Over 60% of respondents saying yes, he will.
I'm sure he will. Great football player, one of the greatest defensive ends to ever play in this league, and he's really performing well for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Yeah, I think he'll get the record. He'll have the victory of 28 sacks, be a monster. It's going to be a monster year anyway. He'll be the leader on that defensive line.
couple topics we didn't get to, and I'll save them for later on when Darren DuPont rejoins us. But point six was, are we not realizing the tie between sports and society? We really are.
Oh, we sure are now.
How the pandemic hits.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, sports grinds to a halt. Yep. Like they do go hand in hand.
They sure do.
And point seven, the sports media. Now, it'll be interesting to see how things change when we do come back. And right now, we're advised by mental health professionals to not think that way. Think about what your priorities are right now. It's for other people to think what life will be like when they come back. But with Tom Brady announcing all of this on his own social media, remember Super Bowl? Yep. That was the rage. Where is he going? Is he not coming back to New England? Yep. He posted the other day that he's not returning to England. Tom has controlled this all on his own.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if I was an athlete, I would do the same thing from my social media. I would.
Definitely. And tell you why. Bill Belichick and Bob Kraft, the owner of that team, I don't know what the game they're playing. Oh, it's stupid to play that game. Bob Kraft knows what Tom Brady wants. Tom Brady wants to be the highest paid football player in the history of football. Why shouldn't he be? He's the best. But he's getting $15 million a year. You got that crazy Greg Cook in Minnesota getting $28 million, and he's not a good
football. Kirk Cousins.
He's not that good a quarterback. Doesn't deserve that. There's two or three other quarterbacks out there that have just went in there with good agents and got raises where their money is over $20 million. The number one quarterback in the game is Tom Brady. He deserved to be making the most money. He didn't say that to Mr. Kraft, but Kraft should have realized that. But I think Kraft did realize it, and I think Belichick realized it too. And they said, hey, we're making money with this team, and heck, we don't have to pay Brady that kind of money. He'll come no matter what. He likes it here. We got him. We got him conned here. And I think that Kraft told his fellow owners, I don't have to pay him big money. He'll work for me for less. And I'm disappointed in Mr. Kraft. I'm disappointed in when he went to a little ice capade there a couple of months ago. It wasn't really an ice capade, but that's...
Let me hijack the show back. Just stop. I know what you're talking about, but let's not go any further on that. I think Bob Kraft, massage parlor incident aside, is a decent human being. The only guy to visit Aaron Hernandez in jail, by the way. You don't have Netflix, but if you watch the Aaron Hernandez story, you would know that. But anyways, enough about that.
Yeah, but
Trent Bruner writing from Norway. We have a viewer in Norway. We actually have 19, but Trent writes in and he says, Norway calling, love Lynch's stories. The Las Vegas anthem story was a classic. I felt for you guys in the broadcast booth. I get the sense that Tom Brady will get his bang for a buck. Ooh, that's good. Hope the CFL gets a season in. Stay healthy. And from Leo Ezrins of the CFL Alumni Association, who's watching in Hamilton right now, says, right on, fist pound emoji. Regarding the shout out, and he says, just giving you a hard time, he says. By the way, G2G Bars, now a preferred supplier to the CFL Alumni Association. That is Ben Cahoon's company, the G2G Protein Bars. We have a stack of them in here every day for our staff. This is just like a locker room when you come in here every day. Kelly Bates, you would love it. The BC Lions offensive line coach joining us here on the video chat this morning. There he is. I can only imagine from home, Batesy, on the West Coast. Where are you joining us from today?
I am at home today.
I appreciate the time. Can you please tell me how your beautiful daughters are dealing with the pandemic? Obviously out of school, I would assume. Are they worried? Are they okay? How's the Bates family amidst all this?
Well, first, how's our connection? Can you actually hear me?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Oh, that's outstanding. You know what? Thank you for asking. At this point in time on the coast, all kids are actually out of school. We've got 2 weeks out of school. So that's sort of, you know, if something has worked out nicely, this has not changed their routine too much. But they know that school is indefinitely closed. And, you know, I think that we as parents set the table and set the attitude in our house. And for us, you know, having a wife who works in the emergency room at the Langley Hospital, that adds a little bit more to it. And then on top of it, we try to look at it like this. We get to spend some time at home with our kids. We get to spend more time together. And our attitude is really what we control. And that's the focus we have moving forward.
For sure. And I appreciate the CFL teams putting some of their staff and players on amidst this. I mean, the Calgary Stampeders had Mark Mueller on just last week, and Mark's position is really no different than yours, Kelly. Said he's just waiting to be told, right? Information flows through the organization. So I guess, can you just, from a football perspective, what your life is like right now, on pause, I guess.
You know, it's not really on pause, because football is always a process, just as anything that we do is. And, you know, the off season has changed so much in the CFL. You know, when I first started coaching, we were back in the offices at the end of January and working every day. And now with the technology we have available, we all work from home, and families no longer move full time to cities. They're there during the season, for most communities anyways, most organizations. So right now, the process continues for us. I guess what has changed is that we now have to plan for an alternate reality that could come to fruition. So as our organization is doing, they're communicating clearly with us, just as every other organization I'm sure is. And we are planning for what may occur in terms of what can happen in our schedule.
Kelly, John Lynch here. A lot of people expecting a big BC Lion team last year, a big effort from that team. Disappointment came in, injuries, etc. It wasn't what the Lions expected. So now we're going into 2020. How do things look? I know you've done a lot of recruiting, but and what's the feeling out there?
Well, our personnel department and Ed Hervey and the men that he leads up, they've obviously done a great job of making us all better coaches with the signings that we had. In particular, at my position and bringing in Riker Matthews, an Eastern All-Star, will improve our unit. Now, I what gets thrown around out here is that, you know, our offensive line, that their pride was hurt. And yeah, I guess it probably was, but I think it's so much more than that. They're competitors. They want to win. They're good men. And I've seen something around here that I haven't seen in the past as both a player and coach. And, you know, we've got 8 or 9 guys that have been back here working out together since January, February. And when you can have those men working together and creating that chemistry before the training camp even opens, that just bodes well for us overall as a unit.
I thought they weren't supposed to be working out. Is that correct? Or
No, they're working out on their own at the gym.
There
Good
you
job,
go.
John.
He's right on the bit, Batesy.
So how do you feel yourself? Are you enthused looking about into 2020?
Say again, John?
Are you really enthused looking into 2020?
Oh, John, we got a great group of men. I think both from a Canadian and American situation, our personnel situation, we've got some great depth on the offensive line. I'm just really excited. And again, it comes down to the men you work with. I think we've got such a great group of people and just who they are. And that shows with them being in the gym together every day and them wanting to get better. And that just, you know, builds a great work environment and makes everybody excited.
Kelly, Damon Allen, by the way, sends a shout out. He's watching from Toronto. Where, see, you smiled immediately. Where did you got? You obviously crossed paths,
yeah.
Played together.
Played together. I was coach, a rookie.
Yeah,
with
talk
Damon
about your history
year.
With Damon. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know what? I have one Damon Allen story. We did play a full season together, but I was a rookie in my first year, and he was the starting quarterback, and I got some tight end time on the field and a little bit of playing time. And, you know, we had a couple of plays in where I would get past the ball, believe it or not. And sure enough, we played Winnipeg, I want to say, in the Western first playoff game. And we went to Winnipeg, and I was the tight end. And I get into the game, and sure enough, we give up some pressure, and I release out to the flats, which is what I'm supposed to do. And I'm running with my hand up, and he's rolling towards us. And I actually am putting my hand up like I think I'm going to get the ball. And we made eye contact for a brief moment, and that told me that I, not in a million years was I ever going to get that ball. And I tried to peel back and make a block. He was a smart man. He made a great decision.
Who was the offensive coordinator, and is he still coaching?
I believe it was...
Brado?
It was one of the Arcelanian brothers.
Okay.
Brado was still the head coach.
Ah, okay. I thought maybe Steve was calling plays. But listen, I got to ask you a question. What was it like for a kid from Humboldt to be lining up in front of Damon? Because I'll tell you why I ask. Your rookie year, his last year. I'm a kid from Milestone, Saskatchewan. I remember giving Don Narcisse a ride in my car the first training camp, and Ferlai was like, Don Narcisse is in my car. What, yeah. Do you know what was that like playing with Damon?
You know what? The whole experience for me was surreal. I mean, I grew up in Saskatchewan, small town Saskatchewan. I'm a huge CFL fan, and it wasn't a dream that I actually thought would occur and happen. So for it to happen and all of a sudden be, you know, I drove to work every day with Jamie Terrace and Corey Mantica. You know, I'd been watching them on TV as an offensive line fan, and now I'm going to work with them every day. I pull into the room and G-Roy's in there and Damon's in there and Eric Carter was another great vet. And then guys like Noah Cantor and just great players that I'd been watching on TV, and then all of a sudden you're in the dressing room with them, and it's surreal, and it's a quick learning curve, that's for sure, but something I will never forget.
Well, that's the thing, is you are supposed to get over that. I don't know what it's like from a player's perspective. For me, you're supposed to get over it, but then you don't really want to get over it because you want to realize how lucky you are to be in that position, right? So it's just a balance that you do. You know, and speaking of humble, go ahead.
You know what? I absolutely couldn't agree anymore. And I think the enemy of complacency at times, you start to forget how fortunate you really are. And, you know, sometimes you lose a little bit of humility. I know those things happen to me. And you want to be able to look back and know that you were so fortunate to do what you do. And that's something, as you get a little older, you start to appreciate a little bit more.
For sure.
Okay. Mike Riley, great quarterback.
Back to the real business.
Yeah. The real business. 43 sacks last year. I mean, I don't know what the state of his body is. He cannot go through another season like that, can he, Kelly?
I don't think. Well, first, I was a member of an offensive line that gave up more sacks than that, and I know our quarterback didn't appreciate it. yeah, I mean, nobody wants to go through that, and nobody planned to go through that. It just, you know, things happen and then they gain momentum, and they're, you know, as we all know, momentum is very tough to change. But luckily we have a quarterback who's tough as nails, but you don't want to test that if you don't have to. And I'm very confident in the plan that we're putting in place here. I'm very confident in the staff we have. And again, I'm very confident in the communication that is always going on between player and coach. And that to me is most important in implementing the plan you put on field.
Kelly, last one for you. Amid where we are in the climate that we're in right now, I saw that you did announce the Kelly Bates football camp, but I can't imagine that's going forward. What can you tell our viewers about that?
Yeah, it's we all have to adapt. And, you know, first I'd want to give a shout out to the guy who makes that camp happen every year, and that's Dave Dubay. Dave has stepped up to the plate and provided finance to cover purchases this year, and we'll push everything forward to next year. We haven't made a final decision, but you're right, I can't see it happening. I mean, I talked to the place where we hold it the other day, and I can't see that being open for us. So the one unique position we're in here is that the camp is sold out, so we have the ability to sit and wait, but at the same time we won't be on the wrong side of this decision. We will not put people in danger, and we'll follow CDC and Health Canada and WHO recommendations, and make sure that we put people first. It's this whole thing, this whole pandemic, the outbreak, I think it's given us an opportunity to do what's most important in life, and that's put people first. And we're going through something that's unprecedented. I think that we're all being affected by it, whether we know it or not, whether it's doing what we're asked to do in self-isolation and the effects that has. And we're not just going to be able to push a button and go back to normal. We're going to have to be able to lift the people up around us and really come together as humans.
No doubt. And by the way, all your buddies are writing in. One, Damon says he didn't throw it to you because you dropped the balls in practice all week. Two,
I couldn't see that happening.
Craig Smith is watching. He says how proud he was to be drafting you on that line staff to draft you out of the U of S.
Yeah.
And Neil Shuchuk's watching. He was calling the games, and he said that that you played the whole season on a severe knee injury. You remember that?
Yeah. Well, it's not. You know, they all have better memories than me. Craig Smith did draft me. He was, you know, big time personnel, and he was the guy that did the Canadian games, and I'll be forever grateful for that. You know, I think Damon's getting a little too old and probably doesn't remember that I probably had a one-handed catch in practice. And you know what, Neil Shuchuk, boy oh boy, that takes me back. Shuey called all the games with the Hilltops and the Huskies and was on the bus with us, and just a tremendous human being. Love that guy.
He really is. As are you, Batesy. I really appreciate our friendship. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for the to the Lions for all the support of this program. And I hope to see you soon, and we'll be chatting under better circumstances.
Thanks, man.
Hey, let's pull together, move forward. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
You bet.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Kelly Bates, one of the CFL greats.
That's for sure.
Great CFL personalities.
Boy, is he ever.
We will take a timeout. We got Phil Andrews coming up from the Regina Pats. It's a football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show. You're catching it on Facebook Live. Coming to Game Plus TV in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, finance rates start as low as 0% on select new GMC Sierras. And Costco members receive special member pricing. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to the program, everybody. John Frenzy riding shotgun with me on a football Friday. A little later on, Darren DuPont will return to the bunker, but we don't have them side by side. We are practicing social distancing and being responsible on the program today. A sports update. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton says he is tested positive for the coronavirus, is resting comfortably at home, and is making his test result public in hopes he can motivate people to do more to fight the pandemic. Payton learned Thursday that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. He told ESPN before posting a photo of himself smiling as he sat on a couch next to his dog. The 56-year-old Payton is the first employee of either an NFL team or the league to make such a diagnosis public. Payton told ESPN that he was tested Monday for coronavirus after he began to feel ill a day earlier. He added that he has not been committed to a hospital and does not have a fever or cough. The LA Rams have released Todd Gurley, their superstar running back with a massive contract and a troubling injury history. The Rams made the move Thursday, several minutes before $10.5 million in the three-time Pro Bowler's contract became fully guaranteed. The Rams also cut veteran linebacker Clay Matthews. After just one season with his hometown club, Matthews was due a $2 million roster bonus, among other guarantees. See, it doesn't just happen in the CFL, Lynch. Happens in the NFL. That's just right. Add a zero to the end of it.
Yeah, the Rams are having a tough time.
Well,
right
the Gurley story doesn't end there, by the way. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to a one-year deal with Todd Gurley. Like, they just... I'll say it again. The NFL has chosen not to participate in the pandemic.
That's right. Gurley's a good ball player.
Will not be official until Gurley passes a physical. However, the league isn't allowing players to report to new teams immediately for those physicals during the coronavirus pandemic. Gurley will be making a return to the state of Georgia. However, he was a standout at the University of Georgia, rushing for more than 3,000 yards in three seasons. The Olympic flame has been handed over by proxy to Tokyo organizers in Athens. The COVID-19 pandemic forced a bare-bones version of the usually elaborate ceremony where the first modern Olympics were staged in 1896. The Japanese delegation was absent due to travel restrictions, and the Tokyo Organizing Committee head spoke by video from Japan. And take this for what you will. The UFC has confirmed it is going ahead with the Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Tony Ferguson title fight next month. UFC 249 was originally scheduled for April 18th at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The MMA promotion says the lightweight fight will be moved elsewhere in accordance with guidance issued by the New York State Athletic Commission and state restrictions on large public gatherings.
Nobody will be there.
Well, they had a fight last Saturday, UFC Fight Night, with nobody in the crowd, and it worked great. It was on television. It can be done. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon. See at Wendell's. I can't imagine they're still open. I haven't heard otherwise. But maybe Philzy will know, as our next guest will join us in a moment, the voice of the Regina Pastor.
You got to take me there. To
Wendell Clark's is amazing. I got gift cards right here. Did I not give you some for the...
No.
We're talking about when all this settles down, we'll be making a road trip to Wendell Clark's with Darren DuPont and I. So maybe you'll jump in, Frenzy. What do you say?
Oh, certainly will.
All right. All right. Let's bring in Phil Andrews. We're such big fans of Philzy, the voice of the Regina Pats. How you doing, Phil?
There he is right there, eh?
Doing well.
Looks
fans
good, doesn't
of you
he?
Two guys for sure.
Your biggest fan is right here, John Frenzy, by the way.
It's good
been
guy. Good
how
guy.
Long has it been since you two have chatted?
6 months, eh?
Too long, John. Too long.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Frenzy says 6 months.
Well, we saw it over at Access there one day. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. A couple days. You came over and you watched Pats TV before anybody else.
That's right.
Phil, have you been to Wendell Clark's yet?
When it first opened, like a long time ago, but not for a long time.
Well, of course, you wouldn't miss it, being the big Leaf fan
darn
that you
right.
are and Wendell fan, right? Yeah, exactly. So you're at home? Or like, what's your story? What's your 411?
Yeah, the whole office made the decision on Monday to work from home. I mean, it's something that... I'm pretty mobile with what I do and have the capability to be at home. And so everybody in our office that is capable of doing that is at home and doing it, just kind of, trying to do our part to, whatever, flatten the curve, as they say. And so, yeah, just plugging away every day here at home. And my kids are pretty happy to see me all day long, though it's a little tougher getting stuff done, I would say.
A horrible way to end this year, but it was a tough year in many ways, but looks like things are on the way back up for the Pats, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really slow start. I think it's been well documented all year. When you start 1-10, it's tough to bounce back from. But for a team that didn't look very good for that first month and a half of the year, we certainly bounced back and played some really good hockey. I mean, we saw some young guys take some big steps and played darn near .500 hockey for what, the last 52 games of the year. So yeah, the team took some big steps. I think that, you look to next year and how good these guys that are going to be back next year got. I think that there's a lot of reason for promise. And there's some good 16-year-olds that are going to push for spots from last year's Bantam draft. So, yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel for sure for this team.
Phil, you do have business to discuss. You should have been home tonight. I was forced into a major decision that I didn't have to make because the Rush were to be home tonight as well to the Georgia Swarm. You were to be home in your final regular season game. And you have an announcement on tickets for people that hold tickets for that game. Would you mind announcing that?
Yeah, it was. We're actually pretty lucky compared to some other teams around the league. I mean, Brandon had four home games left that had to be canceled. We just had the one, which would have been tonight against Moose Jaw. And so, for the most part, because it was a week or a week and a half from this night that we got into the point where again, the season was first postponed and then announced that the regular season was canceled earlier this week. That I don't think we saw a ton of single game ticket sales. It was, mostly season ticket holders and people would redeem vouchers. So basically anybody that had used a voucher will just have a new one put into their online account and will be able to use that for next year. And anybody that did buy tickets, whether it be, online or at the Brand Center box office, just has to go back to that point of purchase to get their information on basically how they go about, redeeming their tickets that they had purchased for Friday night. So it hasn't been as maybe incredible a task as other teams have had to deal with because of having so many more home games. The Pats are lucky that the schedule kind of landed that way, but I think it'll be pretty seamless and, fans will be able to, use the tickets that they had for the 2020-2021 season.
Any thoughts personally on where the WHL is right now? Like, they've canceled the regular season, but the playoffs are on the table. Anything you know or feel with how that's going to go?
Well, I think that they're a lot like the NHL in that they want to do everything that they can to salvage some type of a playoff. I mean, they're going to do whatever they can in terms of, trying to make this happen. I mean, it's an interesting scenario because you look at the WHL and your window, as you know, Roddy, is small. And so there are teams that added ahead of the deadline that, wouldn't have the opportunity. It's not like you're going to have the same guys next year. And so it's tough. It would be really hard for some clubs who, made the trades that they did and had the seasons that they did with the guys that they have on their roster now to not have an opportunity to compete for a championship. So I think the league's going to do whatever they can to try and get some type of playoff in. I don't know what the options are in terms of pushing the Memorial Cup in Kelowna to past May. I mean, I think that everything's on the table to try and get some type of playoff in. But obviously, it's a wait and see game, like with every league.
A great race for first place, and some great teams in this league right now. Who do you think is going to win it all?
Assuming you're playing. Yeah.
Assuming you're playing.
I think it's either Portland or Everett that would have been or would be the league champion based on just the regular seasons and their rosters. I mean, that U.S. division has been so good all year long, but Everett's come on, had such a good second half. Portland's been so good all year long. They ended up winning the Scotty Monroe Trophy as a regular season champion. So I think anybody would have a tough go. If anybody from the East is going to have a chance, I mean, Edmonton is up there, I think. The Central Division is very strong, but I'd put my money on Everett or Portland to come out of the league.
Well, Phil, it was a really big story was Max Paddock's whereabouts. Was he going to go? Was he going to stay? What would it mean? And I hope we see a resolution to that story. Do you know what I mean? To see him write his ticket, because it's actually a cliffhanger. Because
it is.
I was critical, and I don't mind saying that I was critical. People said I was all wet, and he goes to PA and he lights the world on fire. And I kept saying, talk to me at the end of May. We need to find out how this ends.
I agree. I mean, I guess the one thing for him is that he's got another year. It's not like this was the only season he was going to have a chance to write, how his WHL career ends. I mean, he's going to be 20 next year. He'll have an opportunity with a PA team that's going to be back again and really good. I mean, I'm with you, though. I mean, that was probably the most interesting thing for me going into the WHL playoffs was how Max is going to perform because, I mean, he obviously has lit the league on fire since being traded to PA. But, going back to his time with the Pats, when it was a big game and playoffs and Memorial Cup, I mean, he was almost unbeatable. And so I got a lot of faith in Max, and I thought, he would be able to carry that PA team that doesn't score like they did last year but plays a great defensive style. They play very well in front of him, and I thought he'd give them a good chance to be at least in the conference final against the Edmonton Oil Kings. So, yeah, I hope we get to see a chapter in the narrative written this year. If not, I mean, he's got a chance all next year with a good PA team to do that.
What else is on your mind these days?
Jeez, trying to stay busy, my friend. Maybe not so much stay busy, but stay entertained, maybe. I mean, I've been pretty busy with work and that type of stuff. We're going to, you know, announce all of our year-end award winners tonight across the Pat social media channels. You know, I've been busy putting together videos and graphics and all that stuff for that. But, man, do I miss, you know, watching sports, man. I mean, you know me, that's what I do, right? So I felt a little stir crazy, I would say, you know, reading books, doing puzzles, you know, playing my guitar. I don't know, man, just trying to fill the time.
Yeah. Get a new tattoo. I honestly, I thought with three kids all under the age of what? Six, seven?
Seven, yeah.
All under the age seven. Of seven. That might have curtailed your sports watching a little bit.
They, you know what, they're with me on it, man. I got them into the whole thing, especially my youngest, Bence, man. He'll sit there and he'll watch a whole hockey game with me. It's fantastic. I got him brainwashed.
I can't even do that. Please tell me that he's at least an Oilers or Golden Knights fan.
Well, he likes the look of logos. So he likes the Leafs because I like them, but then he likes the Jets because there's an airplane on it.
That's child abuse.
Yes. Yes. And he likes the Packers. Of course.
All right. Well, it's been a great career for you there. The first 2 years, it was the spectacular Pats and Memorial Cup and the best team they ever had. And these two rebuilding years, you know, it's been great, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I've been really lucky. I mean, you know, out of my, what, nine seasons now, this is just the third one that they haven't been to the playoffs. You know, been to the second round three times, you know, the league final once and to a Memorial Cup final in 2018. I mean, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better situation to, you know, get super lucky the way I did nine seasons ago with Dan Plaster leaving and going to the Riders. And I was just, you know, maybe right place, right time. And a lot of guys went to bat for me, including the guy over sitting to your left there. And, you know, the Parker family and Chad Lang gave me an opportunity, a guy that was pretty green. And, you know, I was able to hold on to it. And here I am, you know, 9 years later and been, you know, incredibly lucky to ride along with this organization, which I think is the best in junior hockey with great people. And, you know, I'm a massive fan, biggest fan of this franchise. And so, yeah, I've been really lucky, John. It's been a good run.
Well, you deserve it, Phil. You got a lot of fans, and our intern, Alan Lee, you got to meet him, but he's asking, Phil, what is your favorite NFL team? So I can't let you go without answering Alan's question, please.
I've been a Packer fan since I was, I don't even know, 5 years old, 6 years old, watching Brett Favre, my friend. I mean, my earliest memories are, you know, those, you know, what, five, six, seven, and then when I was, you know, really like 8 and 9 years old and I got into it, and you know, Favre won the Super Bowl in 96 with the Packers, and then just, I've never looked back, man. Yeah, it's a Pack fan for life.
All right, well, this summer, when you see somebody traipsing around the Everest Place grounds in a iguana costume, that will be Alan, because he is our mascot.
Perfect.
We got to get you in here whenever you have time. We have a mascot. It's an iguana. We'll tell you the story behind it. Alan's going to wear the suit, so that's the guy. There he is. He just poked his head. Can you guys do that again? Look at your screen, Phil. There is Ricky the Iguana.
How did that happen?
Right there. So Ricky's
always... Where'd you come
up
with that one?
Oh, it's a long story. We got to get you in here for it. Okay, Phil, stay safe, my friend. Thanks for the time.
You too, guys. Cheers.
Great talking to you.
All right. And I do apologize for our listeners online at rodpeterson.com/listen live. And hopefully soon coming to TSN 1290 Winnipeg, that you couldn't see Ricky the Iguana on the screen. But
pretty fantastic.
Pretty fantastic. That's right. Very fantastic. Lynch and I will return after this break on a Football Friday. Darren DuPont will be out a little later for the overtime segment. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show and listening Facebook Live. Coming soon to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday morning, Football Friday. John Frenzy here. We have a bit of a snafu with our comments. Normally, I can see all the comments that people are writing on the wall up there, and I can't see them today. So I've had to log into Facebook and watch the show, and it's a couple seconds behind on here. But my point on all that is we got one more segment with John Frenzy. And if you've just joined us, everybody knows the fear of coronavirus and its threat to seniors. John got that out of the way right off the start when he joined us. This is his decision to be here. We've got the social distancing thing going on that is not a joke. We've wiped down. You see the antibacterial wet ones on the coffee table in front of John. Safety first. However, if you've got questions for John Frenzy in the final 10 minutes of a segment with him, let me know now. I can actually access it from my laptop here, because the story from Las Vegas, John going down there with the Riders, and it was CKCK Radio that sent you, right?
Yeah.
In 94?
Yeah.
94. Was just a hell of a story.
Yeah.
I think it was 94.
Yeah, I mean, it's 94, but it was a CKM, I think. CKM.
Okay, well, Lynch is a obviously a treasure chest of stories, so if you've got any questions, fire them at me, please. Brady writing us from Saskatoon, however, regarding the National Football League, so maybe we can start there. He says, I feel like Todd Gurley will be a great fit in Atlanta, and Tom Brady may be considering playing after his contract is up due to him having a clause that the Bucs can't tag him. I don't know. That's a whole lot of thinking in there right now. Let's just talk about the fact that Tom Brady's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Todd Gurley is an Atlanta Falcon, and the NFL has not slowed down in terms of business. And as a matter of fact, Darren Dreger tweeting this morning that NHL general managers and personnel, coaches, maybe even players, are going to make themselves available to the media via Skype interviews, phone interviews, and so forth, because they see the need to stay relevant during this time.
Yeah, the big thing is, though, what are they going to do in a month from now, the 23rd of April to the 25th? They want to have that jazzy, spectacular show they have called The Draft. And they do a sensational job with The Draft. And I believe it's in Vegas this year, right?
Well, that's the plan at the Bellagio. But yeah, what we're hearing, you watch the NFL Network more than me. You know this.
Well,
they're going to have The Draft, but via conference call or behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's right. So they'll have The Draft. It won't be like it usually is. And it'll be they'll do it. And it'll be good. It won't be as good as it's been in the past, which is unfortunate. If things are settled by then, could they put it up real quick? Depending on the time frame, you know. So I say it's going to be that way, the way you said.
That what?
With behind the screen.
That they're going to do it via conference call.
Yeah,
I've seen some Nostradamus type people. And you know who that is, right? An ancient prognosticator. Not him, but I've had people send this to me in black and white excerpts from books that predicted decades ago that a pandemic, a disease would sweep the planet in 2020 and it would disappear as soon as it showed up.
I've heard that one. And come back.
I don't know, but nobody knows.
And come back in 2030.
Well, maybe, but I'll take it.
I've been told that, but you'd be surprised you told me.
But I'm just saying there's all kinds of things out there. Yep. So nothing's off the table. Nothing's on the table. I'll defer to the leadership of what Randy Ambrosi said yesterday. The only thing that's certain is the uncertainty right now.
Yep.
They're literally taking it day by day. And I'm hoping for the best and hoping that this we do get back soon for obvious reasons.
It's tough going around town. If you drive around, you can't drive around town much, really. You can't go to many restaurants. Most of them are closed. Trying to talk to people about the football situation and the hockey situation, there's in, there's none. And that, I don't know how we get used to that. Day after day after day, no sports. That's going to be hard to take.
For you it is.
I've gone through 1 week, can't believe
it. It's not that hard.
It isn't? Why?
We have had absolutely zero problem filling time for 5 straight days here.
Well, that's because of this place, which is great.
I know, but if you'll allow me to finish... You can't imagine a life without Saskatchewan Rough Riders talk, right? Nope. We talk about that all the time.
Right. And I'm wrong there, I guess. There are other things. I'm fine. There are other things. It's a stupid thing to say at 82, isn't it? But I know what you're going to say. That's right. There are other things.
Well, you're not right or wrong. I'm just saying, because John will go around and talk to a squirrel about the Saskatchewan
Rough
Riders.
That's right.
The squirrel will talk back.
Yeah. That's right.
So the fact is you're having a tough time. The fact that people aren't focused on that right now, I'm not. Yeah. That's the difference. Brian Thompson, one of our viewers, writes, is Dupes in today? Darren's here. He'll be with us for the next segment. But for the sake of social distancing, the safety of everybody involved and what we've been advised to do by the government, Darren will come out later. We'll wipe this down. We're trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. Doug McKell is watching an Indian Head. You know Doug, legendary football coach out there and hockey coach.
Right, great guy.
Hey, Frenzy, good to see you. You're well. Did the U.S. teams and the CFL adequately configure their fields to CFL standards? You know what he's saying. Back in the 90s when the CFL played down there, how did it look for the games?
It was right. It was okay. Yeah, they did. Well, they did, but you had to make some mistakes, some adjustments. But they had the right markers in and the distances in there because they had used yellow lines in. It was okay. It wasn't a big problem.
I'm going through the questions here, and I've got breaking news from Clark. We got a big guest. Bryant Mitchell of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to join us in moments. How long, Clark, just so I have an idea in my head. Ah, okay. Well, is Bryant ready? Oh, he's not ready. Okay, cool. Frenzy, quick one for you from Alan, our viewer. What is the best call, your best call as a broadcaster? Did you have one? One that you can remember?
Oh, sure. Ron Lancaster scoring a touchdown in 1978 and Edmonton, final play of the game. Well, last minute of the game. And that was his final touchdown of his career. And
his
career was over.
I
called the play, and Ellen Ford, the great Ellen Ford, was my color commentator. It was a new stadium. They went into it midway during the season. Fabulous stadium. And the Riders marched down the field, and you thought maybe the Eskimos were helping them. That's how big it was to get that one touchdown, which would give him the record for the most touchdowns.
I'd heard the football gods.
Yeah.
We're helping.
That's right. We talked about the football guys.
Right.
That was my greatest call.
Frenzy, thank you.
Did great.
I'll be chauffeuring you home, so hang on.
All right.
Dupes will come in next, and Bryant Mitchell, recently signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, veteran wide receiver, will join us next to talk about the addition of Tom Brady. So how about those apples? That's next on a Football Friday here on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get this pre-owned 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $29,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2014 Volkswagen Jetta. Its markdown price is only $12,574 plus tax. It's Markdown March, only for a limited time at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. On a Football Friday, we are in the overtime segment, our last segment of the show. And producer Clark threw up a Hail Mary. And Bryant Mitchell has caught it in the end zone of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just announced a new contract yesterday, and now he's the newest teammate of one Tom Brady. Joins us with his son today, I believe, outside the gym. How you doing, Bryant?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very well. Well, we're doing good. We're safe, but I don't think we're doing as well as you. I mean, how are you feeling about the fact that Tom Brady is coming to your Buccaneers?
You know, I'm excited. It's going to be a very exciting time. You know, he's one of the best to ever throw football, if not the best. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to see what see what happens this year.
Well, let's just back up a little bit to your deal, by the way. I got to congratulate you on that. You've been overshadowed a little bit by TB12. You understand. how did it feel for you to re-up with the Bucs?
It felt amazing. You know, coming off an injury, coming off a time where a guy, you know, like myself didn't get to play much. It felt great to, you know, see that they were invested in me and see that, you know, they believed in me. So definitely a blessing. I thank God for it.
How is your offseason going? I see you were just in LA at an NFL leadership conference, so you've been busy that way. But rehab-wise, how are you feeling?
I just got cleared last Wednesday, so, you know, feeling amazing. I'm 100% go. Just got through running some routes today, doing some work. So, you know, if you can see, I got some sweat on my face, some sweat equity, as we call it. So just ready for the season to start, honestly.
I think we all want to know a couple of questions. First, what is your son's name?
What's your name?
Amari. Amari, what do you think about Tom Brady coming to play with your dad in Tampa Bay?
I just don't want him to cheat.
Oh,
doesn't want him to cheat.
Okay, back to you, Bryant. What's Tampa Bay going through right now with Tom? So I see the Bucs have boosted their ticket sales by 15%, or the cost. Yeah,
man.
What's the city going through?
You know, I think it's a lot of excitement. I actually was working out today. We're on the field, and some guys stopped me, and they're like, you know, you're going to have a 1,000-yard season. you know, Tom Brady's coming, and, you know, just seeing me in my uniform, I guess, my, you know, Bucks shirt that I was wearing earlier is just, you know, just kind of getting that feel. So, you know, like, everyone's excited and everyone's ready to see what, you know, is ready to happen.
Well, as we all know, the Buccaneers have not been in the playoffs since 2007. Jeff Garcia was the quarterback then. We ran a poll yesterday, and our viewers expect the Bucs will make the playoffs in 2020, assuming that there's a season, of course. I mean, so obviously that whole city's going nuts. And I guess the question is, Tom's not going to do it himself, but is this a playoff team with Tom Brady?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think even with Jameis, we were a playoff team. I think that, you know, last year we didn't really put it together as a team. And I think that this year, you know, we have those tools in place to really put it together and make a great run.
Back to Amari for a second. Amari, aside from that, what do you think about the Buccaneers' playoff chances in 2020?
That they'll do a really good job and my dad will have an amazing season.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Did you two travel together? Did you two travel together, Bryant, to Los Angeles? Did you take Amari with you to that leadership conference?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, I have three little boys. He's my oldest. He's 9. And I have twin boys that are 4. So, you know, for their age, it's difficult to travel with them. But I try to get him to experience as much as I can with me. You know, it's a blessing to, you know, have a father as I didn't as a child, and just being able to experience this whole lifestyle, you know, it's exciting to have him on my side.
Well, good for you. And how was that leadership conference, by the way, put on, I think, by the NFL? Is it the Players Association? How was
yes.
that? It seemed like you had a good time.
It was amazing. He liked the play area the most, but, you know, it's just talking about how we have to be as leaders, talking about the CBA, which, you know, just got ratified, you know, and just talking about what decisions we have to make for our futures as a whole, not just thinking about each other, but thinking about others.
Are you happy with the new CBA yourself?
I'm happy in general.
Well, you should be. Absolutely. And I guess just to back up everything, because I know that you are a man of faith, Bryant. What is your thoughts on what the world's going through? I know you advise CFL players, because you came from the CFL, on the way they conduct themselves professionally. What would be your advice to society right now in getting through this?
You know, the Bible says that if God's people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek his face, you know, he says that he would deliver their land. So I truly believe that in this time, you know, it's just about getting back into prayer and getting back to what we call our first works. And that's just, you know, we come from God, and I feel like, you know, he's just, it's a time where we just need to get back to him. So definitely believe that in this time, just, you know, getting on our knees to pray is definitely important.
I tweeted the same thing this morning, and to be honest, I have had zero backlash. So that's kind of a good feeling on that. I think people are ready to hear a message. And Amari, thank you for starring on our show. I have a feeling that you're going to be becoming a star very soon.
Very soon.
He's gone. He done. He's checked out. Bryant, thanks for the time, and stay healthy.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Bryant Mitchell of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers joining us today from Tampa. That is the center of the NFL universe. And, yeah, you're awfully quiet over there.
That's exciting. I'm excited for them. I mean, that's just not even the Tom Brady thing. It's just now it's just all eyes are on Tampa. I mean, networks are now trying to pencil in, okay, where are the Buccaneers going to fit in our television schedule, right? They now become a marquee matchup. Now they become all their road games are going to play in front of sold-out stadiums, even in markets that typically aren't sold out. They become a number one draw. And it's amazing, right? It's amazing. All of a sudden, you're part of this, I don't want to call it a circus, but you're part of the, you're a rock star and part of that. And, you know, I hope he has every opportunity to get on the field and have success, because we know he's earned that chance.
Clark's telling me that the computer is acting up, so to wrap it up, and we're over time anyways. I know your mind's exploding with the Amari Mitchell clip, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Okay.
The kid is so great.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, stay safe through the weekend. Thank you, John Frenzy.
Great.
Thanks on behalf of the entire crew. We'll see you back here Monday morning, 10 a.m. Mountain, on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.